The future of the band at this point seems like it's going to be pretty busy, which is good. We put our years in as far as sort of identifying our own sound and cultivating our approach. And with that, we've actually, we have some pretty excellent performances coming up. The first, of course, being July 20th at Funky Winkerbeans with Magnetic North, who are friends of ours and an excellent band. My other band, Citadels, will be playing. And the headlining band is City of Ships from Florida. City of Ships is on Translation Lost Records. Absolutely brilliant band. One of the best bands that plug in guitars, literally, this day and age. They are touring for their last record, which is called Minor World, and it's absolutely gorgeous and brilliant. So the fact that we're going to be sharing a stage with them in a week's time is completely exciting, and can't wait to meet those dudes. Aside from that, we are playing with our dear friends Marching Mind from Vancouver and the band In Medias Res on File Under Music Records, July 29th at the Railway. Marching Mind, we've known those guys and sort of came up together in the Vancouver guitar-centric scene. And they're sort of like a progressive rock meets guitar-centric music from the 90s sort of sound. And they're absolutely brilliant. If they continue to record and put out records, the sky's the limit for those dudes. In Medias Res, of course, as I mentioned, is very they're very well known in these parts as well, so it'll be great to share a stage with them. In the fall, we're going to be playing with one of my all-time favorite bands, Mystery Machine. They're going to be celebrating the release of their upcoming record called Western Magnetics on Sonic Onion Records. Sonic Onion is based in Hamilton, Ontario, and has been a staple of independent Canadian music for as long as I can remember. And speaking of as long as I can remember, I've been listening to Mystery Machine since I was like 13 years old, and their approach to songwriting and in general sound is at the very top of influences as far as my songwriting goes. And to share a stage with those guys is going to be phenomenal. I've never actually seen them live before, and this will be their first, you know, live performance in 7 or 8 years. So to get to share a stage with these dudes is going to be pretty fantastic. And I've definitely heard a half of their new record that's coming out, and it's absolutely brilliant. So good times on the horizon. As far as our recorded output is concerned, we're putting out a single for two songs that we're putting out. The first song is called Constants and Axioms, and the second song is called Kemptville. We're putting it out on the record label Nefarious Industries, who are based in the United States. The release date for the single is September 18th, 2012. We came to have a relationship with Nefarious Industries by way of a certain Kevin Conway, who is an excellent guitarist and general all-around excellent person. I came to know Kevin by way of his previous band, East of the Wall, who are on Translation Lost Records along with City of Ships. They're an absolutely phenomenal band and completely influential to all the members in 7, 9s, and 10s. Basically came to know Kevin by way of my rampant fanboyism and love for his band. And he actually one day just mentioned to me that he had heard one of our recordings and really, really liked it. So once I, you know, the future planning came to be, I definitely approached him about putting these two songs out on his label, and he was definitely very excited to do it. And so that's going to be September 18th, 2012. Aside from that, I'm definitely of the mindset that given the fact that there's no real established avenue as far as releasing music these days goes. I'm really wanting to put out as many songs and recordings as we can over the next few years on as many different labels as we possibly can. Of course, there's our relationship with Fluttery Records. We basically agreed to do the re-release for our first record with them. We obviously will entertain putting out another record with them, if not more than just another record. And we have talked in the past about doing a DVD with them. I've talked to a small label in based in Seattle about putting out a single of ours in the fall, say around November of 2012. So we're just sort of finalizing that particular idea with that label right now. And aside from that, we really want to get our debut record, Habitat 67, pressed on vinyl, whether it be, you know, like a single 12-inch record or two 12-inch records together. I really, you know, being a fan of the medium itself, I would love to see our record receive that treatment. So yeah, that's we're pretty much taken care of till the end of 2012. And then, as I said, more labels and more releases in 2013, as well as touring in the summer of 2013, all of North America, hopefully overseas as well, but time will tell. And I actually just wanted to say thank you for interviewing me, Tom. I do listen to your show and I enjoy it very much. And I just wanted to thank you for supporting our band and showing interest in our music. So thanks so much. It was really fun.